So we love your sense of humour, and so it's real, and it, when you speak, it actually goes into our hearts, and we feel that it's very real, and it's honest, and it's non-duplicious. So how do you develop that quality of being real in your emotions?
I don't know about what you're saying about us, but the idea is that this transparency of mind and heart, it doesn't come easy, and it doesn't come slowly. I don't know how many lifetimes that you or I or your good friend are practicing this bhakti, bhajan. Must be many lifetimes, I think so. Before, previous births. So in this life it's 42 years, 1975, 42 years. I think that the transparency between mind and heart and the joy of the heart mixing with the mind and coming into the voice or the face or the eyes, it's actually the sign of spiritual advancement. If I can, you know, say that with any degree of humility. So I don't claim to be spiritually advanced, but I can say you're perceiving that in our quality of our speech or our presentation. It's basically just be real. I mean, what I found, because Krishna consciousness is very blissful, Prabhupada used to sing all the time a very nice song by Lochan Das Thakur, maybe. Or maybe it's by Narottam. Parama Karuna Pahundui Jani Nitai Gora Chandra. You know that song? He says, Kevala Ananda Kanda, Kevala Ananda Kanda. Kanda means, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I think Kanda means process. This process, this bhakti sadhana, this bhakti yoga, Kevala Ananda, Anand, Kevala Anand. Kevala means only. Anand means bliss. Kevala Ananda Kanda. This process, this practice of devotional service, bhakti sadhana, it is only blissful. And once, and then, so Prabhupada would often say, this is a chanting, dancing, taking, and he said, what is not blissful? Is it not blissful? This is the way Prabhupada would speak. Is it not blissful to take Krishna prasad? Yes, it's very blissful. Is it not blissful to chant in the Harinam, in the Sankirtan party? Yes, it's very blissful. Isn't it not blissful to read Krishna book about Krishna's pastimes? Yes, it's blissful. Isn't it not blissful to hear a nice pravachan or harikatha from devotees? Yes, it's very blissful. So everything is blissful. Kevala Ananda Kanda. So then one devotee raised his hand. And Prabhupada, you're saying Kevala Ananda Kanda. Kevala Ananda Kanda. Everything is blissful. But I see that some of the devotees, they seem to be rather morose. You know this word, morose, M-O-R-O-S-E, means without a rose. Morose. There's morose. It's M-O-R-O-S-E. So M-M-O is actually in Sanskrit N-A, and N-A means not. Not this, neti, neti, na, na. Like we say in Hindi, you say, when you say no, you say ne, 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 ne. Na. So we say no, ne. So mo means no. So mo rose means no rosy. His cheeks aren't rosy because his heart is not happy. Rose is the color of the heart. So mo rose means, this is an interesting breakdown of English. It's kind of crazy, but so mo rose. So Prabhupada, he said, Prabhupada, you know, you say the devotees, everything's blissful, but I see so many devotees walking around with a long face, and they look very morose. Morose means frustrated, sad, like, oh, it's not happening, and what am I doing here? And then Prabhupada said, so what does this mean, Prabhupada? And why is this? And Prabhupada said, that means he's not Krishna conscious. Prabhupada said, that means he's not Krishna conscious. So Krishna consciousness is blissful, and as we develop love for Krishna, as Prabhupada, you've heard 10,000 times since you're 2 years old or whatever, I don't know, maybe you're born and as a devotee, I don't know, but you've heard a long time, that Prabhupada said that if you love Krishna, then you love everyone else. And so I think as devotees advance more in the cause and the development of love and attachment for Krishna, then naturally their love for everyone else and everything else expands right along with that. So they're able to be transparent. They have hearts, and now their hearts are full of bhakti, and then their minds and hearts fuse together. Because bhakti, what is bhakti? Bhakti is an antaranga sarup shakti of Krishna. So that antaranga sarup shakti of Krishna, bhakti, is a fusion of two aspects of Krishna's divinity. One aspect of Krishna's divinity is the bliss of love, loving bliss. And the other aspect of Krishna's divinity is complete awareness, knowledge, cognizance. So that's called samvit. Samvit shakti means knowing all things. And loving bliss, joy, ecstasy, this is ladini. So loving bliss, ecstasy fuses and joins with knowledge and awareness and full cognizance to become bhakti. So samvit shakti mixes with ladini shakti and enters the heart at the time of diksha. Bhakti. So that bhakti develops. So one of the expressions of bhakti is alad. One becomes joyful. Aladani means alad. We say pralad. So pralad, in the seventh canto, we have Prahlad Maharaj. He was alad, but alad means natural joy. Like we used to say when we were young, he's naturally high. Some people, you know, different ways people would elevate their consciousness, and some people are just naturally high. So this pralad, alad means joy, bliss. But then pra, as a prefix, means prakrishtarena, means excessively joyful. Pralad was, you see the paintings in the BBT and the books and all that. Sometimes they see Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. There used to be a play that they put on about Prahlad Maharaj. And they had this particular funny Hare Krishna tune. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, whatever, I can't remember. It was for the Sunday feast. It was a play about Prahlad. So he was excessively joyful. And he was in tiffin hour. Prabhupada calls it tiffin hour. We say lunchtime. And Prabhupada said, when you hear this lecture from 66, because he liked Prahlad, he said, during tiffin hour. Because in India, you know those tiffins, metal tiffins, with you carry to work and on your back, tie to your bicycle on a handlebar. And right in the old days, you see so many bicycles. Now there's no more bicycles, but they lift up their seat and put the tiffin under the seat. You used to see it tied with string on the handlebars, and the guy's, you know, going to his work with this. Because I've been here a long time, and 30 years ago, thousands of bicycles. You got the Faridabad and all these areas, thousands of people on the road with bicycles going to work. Cars and bicycles. Now, no bicycles, not much. So this is the joy of Krishna consciousness, elevation of Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada said. So that's why Prabhupada often said that, although with the emphasis, oh, everyone go out and preach, go out and preach, go out and preach. Here's your neck beads. Okay, I'm tying your neck beads on. Okay, your name is Krishnadas? Yes, Guru Maharaj. And go out and preach. Huh? What? I just got initiated. So it's a little premature in many cases, but I mean, it's well-meaning and all glories. But ultimately, preaching means giving your heart to another. So if you haven't actually opened your own heart, and haven't softened your own heart and opened your own heart and purified your own heart by the due practice of bhakti bhajan, then it's very difficult to give your heart or open your heart to another person. So that's why we're attracted to the great souls, our gurus, the great diksha gurus in the world. They have such big hearts and such open hearts, and they're so kind and loving because they're so advanced in bhakti. You know, a small room can fit a few people. Like a closet, how many people are going to fit in a closet? But in a big stadium, you can fit so many. It's not really a room, but in a big hall, in a big marriage hall, you can fit a few hundred or a thousand, whatever. So as one advances in bhakti, his heart expands more and more, and he can put more and more people in his heart. And that's, you see the great capacity of these spiritual leaders. They have thousands and lakhs of followers and devotees because their hearts are so broad. It's called udhar. Udar means, like we say, Damodar. Udar means the belly, the broad, this is the big part of the body, the belly. So very broad, Udar. This preaching work, this very expansive, compassionate work. So this kind of how to become joyful, how to become caring and joyful and lighthearted, it's a byproduct of purity of bhakti and the blessings of Krishna. And we're all in line. We're all in line for the same thing. It's called Kripa Patra. Patra means to receive, recipient, and Kripa means mercy. So we're all beggars in the mercy line. We're all standing in the mercy line begging. Okay, next. Okay, well, okay, you're in the mercy line. Your number is there. You're looking at Krishna. What do you want? You want mercy? Yeah, I'm really fallen. I'm really, really fallen. And I can't hear you calling. So this is the, you're in the line, I'm in the line. So it's like everyone's drowning and the ocean liner tips over and everyone's swimming and trying to survive in the ocean. And then there's some boat and some guy is in a boat, lifeboat, and he reaches his hand down and pulls somebody else in. So that's all it's about. As one advances in bhakti, we're all sailing across this ocean of samsara, birth and death. So the devotee gets in the boat, and he gets a little dried off. You know, he's been tossed around in the waves for years and lifetimes, and he's all like a wet mouse. Like a mouse falls in the gutter somewhere. He looks so funny, all running around, wet fur, everything. He looks kind of big when he's got his fur coat on, you know, because it's all fluffed up. Then he falls in the gutter or ditch and he gets all wet and he looks so skinny. He's like a bird without feathers. Bird without feathers looks so tiny, you know, because the feathers are so big. So then we're all wet. And then we get in the boat of bhakti by the merciful captain. The guru is the Nauka. He's the captain. Interesting, in Sanskrit, the word for boat is navika, N-A-V-I, and we have navy, N-A-V-Y. So navika, navika means boat. In Hindi they say Nauka. Hey, no car. So we get in this boat of mercy, and we get dried off, and then we feel compassionate for the other. Oh, you're still wet. Come, and we reach our dry hand out, and we pull our friend into the boat. We extend the mercy and pull him in. So that's what preaching is all about: to extend the mercy and to bring others up to the point of the purity and bhakti. So whatever we are, it'll be clear in our face, in our speech, in our activities. You can't hide the truth. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri, sometimes the devotees, when he was in Gambhira Leela, at the end of his Prakat Leela, devotees would come to Kashi Mishra's house and stand outside the Gambhira where Lord Chaitanya was, and they would sing sometimes the name of Lord Gauranga, like Nitai Gauranga, whatever, they would chant some bhajans. And then Gauranga would said to Srivas Thakur, I think it was Srivas, I think this story is in Chaitanya Charitamrita or Chaitanya Bhagavat. He said, tell them to stop that. They should chant Bhagavan Nam, Krishna's name. Don't tell them to stop glorifying my name. I think it was Srivas. Lord Chaitanya came out of the Gambhira and there was hundreds of devotees there and they're chanting his name because he's God, he's Krishna. So then he had this dialogue and Lord Chaitanya says, Srivas, tell them to stop this. Tell them to start chanting Nam, Harinam Sankirtan, Harinam Kirtan. So then Srivas put his hands up towards the sun. The sun was shining. And then Lord Gauranga said, what are you doing? He said, I'm blocking the sun. I'm keeping my hands up here. I'm blocking the sun so the sun won't shine and no one will know the sun's shining. He said, so you're telling us to stop chanting your name. You're like the sun. You're God, it can't be blocked or can't be hidden or covered, that you're the Supreme Lord, God Himself. So this is when one comes advanced, and then it becomes perceivable. So just carry on, then the light of your heart will shine, and other people will appreciate. Always be honest, and always be sincere. And it's joyful. That's one thing. Krishna consciousness is very blissful. What's the problem? Whether we live or we die, we're with Krishna. Krishna brought us to his lotus feet in this lifetime, and surely Krishna will bring us to his lotus feet in next lifetime also. So this experience we're having right now, in now time, at Krishna's feet, is very satisfying and rewarding. So we can only imagine that it will be even more satisfying and more rewarding in next life, because we should move a little closer to Krishna's heart. He'll bring us to his feet, and then eventually he'll bring us to his heart. So this is the whole idea, is to enter the heart of Krishna. Be one with Krishna. Bhav Taratmya. Krishna's love is our love is Krishna's love.